Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year. I love you. Say goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Optimize Your Life, the show brought to you every day, Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Blog Radio Corporation. We are a broadcasting company today, radio station, called Optimize My Life, and we are really excited about being able to share this day in particular with you. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm your host today. And we have some exciting things that we're going to be unveiling, and I hope you'll join us. In fact, there's still time between now. The show will be here for an hour. We serve hope for lunch. If you're up to it, put us on hold or go back to the show and go invite someone to join in and listen in to an incredibly moving program. As I mentioned, my name is president of the board of the Hope Collection, and was there with the founding of the program, the Hope Collection. Began by Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife, Artith. And we were partners. We were friends for 40 years. He was my best friend and my mentor. And unfortunately, he went to be the Lord, but he's still with us. And I'm following and we're leading the program that he set up for helping and making this a better world. Our theme is helping others by helping them help others. So I want to welcome today. What's exciting, normally on Tuesday, this is called Travel Tuesday, and a gentleman that just joined us on the call, Reverend Rick Reese, pastor, he's he is the leader of the Pillar of Faith in the Hope Collection. We have board members that represent each of the areas, and Rick is the founder and developer of Marketplace Ministries, which is a critical, important part of today's life for many, many people. And it's a program that everybody in the world is welcome to join and take advantage of all the things that it does. Now, we have some guests on the call already. They're calling in today. I want to welcome everyone here today. And we have some guest speakers. Hi, Rick. How are you today? Before we get on to going forward with some of the things that we're going to unveil today, how are you today, Rick?
Thanks so much, Ron. Doing fantastic. We've got beautiful sunny weather out there in Colorado, so great weather's coming your way.
It's funny, we talk, and 2 days later, if it's snowing there, 2 days later, I'm looking out snow at my window when we're talking. So I'm happy to hear sun's on its way. We need a sunny day to beat the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday when we play football. But anyways, more important stuff today, Rick, many people may know and many people may not know, today is International Day of Kindness Day, and we're celebrating it on our show on the Travel Tuesday program, and we have another guest who's part of the Hope Collection. She's actually a board member, and she works in the area with family, her background being a certified life coach and certified helper in the areas of helping children, particularly with special needs, autistic children. She has one. In fact, the theme song of what you heard when the show was opening up, if you called in and you were listening when the show opened, that's Ariana, our princess. She's 9 years old, and I'll tell you, my heart melts. And she has really just taken on. She's a very, very smart young lady who, in spite of having some challenges, She's writing books. She's writing stories. She makes up music. She tells stories. She's genius, besides being pretty. And so her mom, hi, Mary, has become a vital part of the Hope Collection. And we want to welcome you, Mary, as you're going to unveil and launch a program today that's going around the world. And the reason I was telling everybody to get somebody else to come on the show is Mary can talk to you with the different organizations that are backing or joining to help support the kindness campaign. Go ahead, Mary. Why don't you say hello? Mary lives in Minnesota, and up there in the sticks and snow country. And her and her husband, David Andrew, they are raising two wonderful children, Ariana and David, and they're just incredible, incredible children. Mary, welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be here, and don't tell her she's a genius. She's very, what's the word? She doesn't like to take credit for things, and we don't want to give her the ego that she doesn't need yet. We got one ego in the house. We don't need more than one. Her brother walks around telling everybody he's a genius. I am excited to announce and launch. Today is the official launch of the Kindness Club and the Kindness Challenge. And to coincide with this, Amazon is helping co-sponsor this program by publishing a series of books, and this one for free, called Kindness Club, We Are Superheroes. And this whole theme is about forgiveness, and it was co-written by Ariana, an 8-year-old, who tells stories about life with her and her brother. And her whole goal is to get other kids with special needs to understand that all the obstacles in life doesn't have to stop you, but also just because you're different, that doesn't mean that you're alone. There's other kids just like you. And there's a lot of times where she struggles with that because she doesn't think there's other kids like her. Because we live in such an isolated area, there aren't any kids like her where we live.
She's special.
She is special. She is my unique one, which isn't a bad thing. But her goal and the whole origination to the Kindness Club was she didn't have any programs in her school, and she goes through Connections Academy, and it's an online charter school, and they have clubs and activities that kids can do, but there wasn't one that fit what she could do or what she liked to do. And so she wanted a club about being nice to people because she does it on a regular basis, and that's how it started. And then after the fact, when we started with this idea and trying to figure out how to do it and set one up, I was introduced to the Hope Collection. And through the Hope Collection, I was introduced to Len Kane and his kindness campaign. And so a team effort between us, Len Kane, and the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection, we have made a program. And it's a rough sketch of an idea for schools to adopt to supplement their curriculum. And then it can be an after-school activity. It's a lot of different avenues for children and how to teach kindness. And not just random acts of kindness, not just about doing things for others, but also the importance of being kind to yourself and liking you who you are. Because the biggest struggle kids have right now with this whole pronoun issues and this whole identity is they don't know who they are, because they don't have that sense of identity built into them because they're told that they need to not have one.
Well, Mary, what I've seen in the literature that comes with this campaign that we're introducing. By the way, everybody on the call, everybody that's either called in directly or is listening to us through anything from Twitter to Facebook to, I don't know, there's a few other platforms out there. Mary has been incredible in getting our programs out to people. And so people are listening in, or will listen in an archive show, and they want to find out how to get the program, the literature, because there's literature to go with this to help someone that wants to do the program. and we can, we'd like to have people at a school or church or program that chooses to do it. We have a registration form. It's just simple, hi, you know, your name, address, school, phone number, how we can reach your email. And so then we've got a program that can easily adapt it to your circumstances. This isn't a rigid program. By the way, it's free. It costs them nothing. And what it will do, enrich the lives of our children and start a cause that's going to become viral. The words, I'm watching TV commercials today, and I know, of course, the announcement of us being International Day of Kindness. Yesterday was a big thought, a big part of Martin Luther King Day was to promote kindness. That's what he lived. That's what he espoused, us to be kind to each other, be respective, and raise people up. And so, Rick, with the Marketplace Ministries that you have been running as a way of helping families and the leaders of families to bring, it really is actually, whether you say it or not, it's still there. The kindness campaign exists within the idea of being a marketplace ministry, because you're all talking about, and what we're doing is raising people up. Would you agree?
Totally. You know, I was thinking as you was talking, and I know the church that you was attending before, and I was thinking of the Random Acts of Kindness and how they went to the laundromats and was giving out quarters, you know, at the laundromat. And I can, you know, I can imagine being sitting there, you know, just coming into the laundromat or waiting for clothes when people come in and they're just handing out quarters. That's a good feeling.
Oh,
really? You're going to give me money? You know, quarters? You know, because those, you know, so, but random acts of kindness are huge. And I'm sitting here and I was just looking online here and it was just saying how, and it's very easy to do, just put in Kindness Day activities, and the top five here was compliment at least five people, let the person in line behind you go ahead of you, leave happy notes around town, sit next to someone who's sitting alone at lunch, help an elderly neighbor take out the trash or mow their lawn. I mean, there are so many things. I mean, this list goes on to list about 100 things. And one of the things, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and he said he had a nice little twist on something that we say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And he says, Rick, you know what I'd like to say is, do unto others as God does unto you, and he would do unto them. That adds a standard that goes beyond you unto others as you would have them do unto you, and it raises the standard because God is love. And do unto others as God would do unto you and them. Isn't that amazing when you think of it that way? And so as we're talking about kindness, well, that's pretty much what it's all about. And then I was looking and I was just saying, okay, you know, it said what colors, I was just going online doing just a little bit of Google research, and it says what colors bring about most peace. And it said blue, a highly peaceful color, you know, especially helpful for stress management because it encourages that sense of calm. You know, and that sense of calm, I believe, is that same feeling when you do an act of kindness. You know, being able to relieve someone's stress. You can't be happy and mad at the same time. And when someone does a kind act for you or you do a kind act for someone else, you know, it's amazing because it actually puts you in a control position, you know, caring about your brother, caring about your sister, where they can't help but that feeling, you know, that's invoked when someone does it. Think about it. When somebody does a kind act, a random act of kindness for you, you couldn't be mad if you tried. Back to you.
Well, you know, I think we're at a preface. We're at a point in this country where this is, the timing is perfect The need is great. And, you know, there's so many more people that are aware as we start the new year. This is the time when people start replanning their how their life is going to be for this next year. And there's some people that are making, you know, commitments. I mean, you know, this is what I'm going to do, and, you know, I'm going to have this done. And those are goals, and those are great things. But the idea of being kind to somebody, that is, it's not really, it's, it goes across the plane of all of it. It's not, doesn't, it corresponds to be able to operate in, no matter what the circumstances are for a person to learn to or to be kind and make a difference.
It really does.
I have somebody.
Go ahead.
Can I interrupt for one
Mary?
Second? Someone's patience is running out. I have someone who wants to say hi.
Hi. I'm your Nana.
Hello.
I'm your Nana, and I was a little kid, and I was a little baby too.
Hello, Ariana. How are you?
Hi.
And I like it bums up, and I like it feet bums. And I pull my finger because you look like a turkey and you say like this.
I can see that.
Just like Benji does.
Okay, honey, they're on the phone. They can't see you.
Oh.
So talk about kindness. What does it mean to be kind?
Like the kids club.
That's right. Like the kids club.
Like a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How are you kind?
Kind. Kind. And I was cute and fluffy, and now I can love people, and I'm happy to start them.
Okay, so what do you do with your brother when he gets upset to be kind to him?
Yes.
You give him, do you sing to him and give him hugs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do you forgive your brother when he gets mean?
Mm-hmm. You push him.
Yeah. All right, you want to say bye?
Bye.
Okay.
See ya. You know, that's out of the mouth of babes. Kindness is about relationships. And people are so stressed. You know, that's why the campaign, the kindness campaign, Mary, is so, so very important. Because it relieves that stress. Stress reduction. People are so serious. Stressed out. From so many things, whether it be watching the news, work, relationships, people are stressed.
Sports,
people get stressed, depressed over sports. And it's an epidemic. It's an international epidemic. And kindness is a cure. Kindness is a remedy, you know, because, again, you can't be mad, stressed out, and happy at the same time or relieved through somebody doing an act of kindness. Now, here's a question. Who does an act of kindness benefit most, the person who is the recipient or the person who does the act?
I believe it's 50-50.
Based on what Joel Griffin told us, that creates a cycle. You, whatever you put out there comes right back around, a cycle of appreciation. You be nice to people, even if the person that you're nice to is not nice to you, eventually that niceness comes right back around from somebody that you least expect it to. But if you're going to frown at somebody, you remember a smile and the world will smile back at you, frown. And the world will frown back at you, too. Be kind, Lynn Kane. Be kind, Lynn Kane. And the kindness that you put out there eventually will come right back at you.
You know,
that's good.
There actually is been studies done on people who are kind as opposed to people who are not very nice. And it actually decreases your blood pressure. It increases cortisol, the stress hormone, which impacts the stress levels in your body and helps relieve a lot of ailments.
And Rick, you remember that study you was doing? I saw one the other night. I was clicking on something and it says, you talk too negatively to the plant dies. Anything that had that's living, we'll put it like that, anything that's living is nurtured. Y'all hear that word? Is nurtured off of positivity. If you talk negative to something, it eventually will die. That's when they started it years ago when they found out that plants release oxygen and we release carbon dioxide. So if you talk to your plants nicely, they said, your plants will grow better, especially when you're watering them. That nurturing, that kind, hey, baby, looking good today. I know you had some yellow leaves on you, but we pulled them on off of you so you can grow back healthy again and your plant will grow. So does people. So does children. So does anything that you're raising. You treat your dog like you don't like it and yell at it all the time and do all the time. Guess what? Your dog will treat you the same way. But it says the dog is supposed to be man's best friend. It will, if you be friendly to it and be kind to it, it'll be kind and friendly and loyal right back to you.
Thank you, country boys. It's wonderful.
Go ahead.
So I'm sorry.
What's that, Ron?
There was somebody other than me who's going to share something, and please feel free to contribute.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, the studies show by, like, one doctor, Dr. David Hamilton, that kindness releases the oxytocin hormone, which actually dilates or expands your blood vessels. So it gets stuff pumping better. And it also releases endorphins, the feel-good drug, or, you know, natural feel-good drug, and gives you, you know, so...
I'm glad you clarified that. I live in the state of Colorado.
Yes. Well, you know, technically, you know, that's a natural feel-good drug, too.
Well,
Rick, you remember that? Rick, you remember the other week?
I didn't mean to cut you off, though, Mary. Go ahead. I cut her off.
Go ahead.
No, just real quickly, it was just the other week when we talked about self-kindness, self-motivation. And my little thought was, do you treat you like you love you? Because love is an act of kindness. Love fuels all things. He told me to remind everybody that I am, that I am, that I am. I am love. So when you're kind and filled with hope and aspiration and inspiration, all those things fuse out your body, and whatever kind of energy you put out there comes back at you. But it comes back down to my first point. How do you treat yourself? Do you treat you like you love you? Because love loves love, just like misery loves company. Love loves company, too. So if you act kind, if you act lovely, then lovely things happen.
It's true. All relationship is a mirror reflection of the relationship that you have with yourself. And so acts of kindness, you know, is an act, basically, that begins as we win within. It begins within. You know, if you can be kind to yourself, you can be kind to others. You know, and so that's so true. All relationship that you have with anybody is a reflection of the relationship that you have with yourself. And so, you know, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. The rice experiment that you was talking about, Country Boy, that a scientist did, and these are the words. It was basically showing that words have power. Words are energy. And the words you speak, whether words of kindness or not, have an impact on material, on water, on rice, on plants, on everything. The words you speak are energy that have an impact on everything. And so this scientist did a rice experiment where cooked rice, he put it in three jars, lid on top, and one on the top of the lid of one jar, he labeled love, and then hate, and ignore. And for like 30 days, he would speak words of ignore, hate, and love, and he had the jars separated. And he was looking at how the rice fermented. And the words that he spoke of love, the rice didn't even ferment during that period. Hate, of course, as you know, the rice was like, hey, you couldn't even eat it. And ignore was just one level above that. And but it showed that the words that we speak, you know, when we speak bad words, when we speak words of kindness, we're actually impacting material. We're impacting atoms. And that is a power that we all have. That's a power that we all have. And there was another experiment where he was doing the same thing to water. There was another scientist, but he was looking at water and how the crystals formed in water based on words that were spoken, words of affirmation, words of hatred, and he went down a list of all these different emotions. And it's amazing the impact of the crystals that was formed as they were freezing water based on the words. And it just showed you that, wow, we are deliberate creators more than we even understand. And that the words that we speak are words of power. And so doing something like this in the kindness campaign, you're absolutely right when you're saying, Mary, the different chemical effects that it has by being kind on our body, you know, even from within, and what it does in releasing different things within our body, which is like the same as travel. We talk about travel and kindness. You know, we talk about the health benefits of travel. You could interchange kindness in there also, because you think about how you feel when you're traveling or you're sitting on the beach and you see a beautiful sunset, you know, or you hear the kids running around and playing and laughing and going in the water. You see moms and dads or dads tossing their kids in the water, and, you know, you see all of that. You see a buffet of food, right? And everybody's diving in. But that's a feeling, even the feeling you feel right now, even me just saying it. That's a feeling that you get from feeling good. And it really comes a lot of times down to how you feel. You know, doing acts of kindness make you feel good. Being on a nice vacation makes you feel good. You know, how do you feel? We have to monitor more how we feel. You know, because that's an impact. We're feeling terrible. Things are happening inside of us, as evidenced by this rice experiment. We're feeling good. How can you just, you know, that's what's beautiful, is that you control the things that you do to make you feel good. You know, and that's most important, just feeling good back to you.
So, Rick, what we're saying,
one more time, Ron.
Country boy. So what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Ron.
We can influence the amount of kindness there is to how we act, how we treat people, and the more that we can do that, and what makes the kindness club that Ariana and you have developed and got so, and we're all so excited about, we actually can implement in a school, in a room setting, mm-hmm. an actual incentive program for kids to. You know, if you get a bunch of kids that are all excited about telling their story, it's a touchdown,
awesome.
By the way. And when more kids want to do that, the kids that were borderline, they want to be part of what's going on. That's, you know, that's why they don't, a lot of times they're bullying, because they're not part of something. Well, now it doesn't cost them anything to be kind, and to teach kids to be kind, and then give rewards by recognition. Mary, there's a recognition program with the fruit on the tree And that's in the kit for people that decide to have a school or a program or church. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because it brings us right down to a very practical application of what we're talking about. Because I don't think there's anybody that disagrees on one point that's made today about what kindness can be or how it can be and what it does. Mary, talk about how in the kindness kit, the club that is going to be in the school, what do they have to be able to document that?
Okay. So in the kindness packet, I've talked to a lot of teachers that work with different schools, and their biggest struggle was trying to start a program, where to start, how to start it. So we put together different topics and different directions as a starter point for you to be able to build a program. And at the end of the program, there is a tree with different topics of kindness, or different categories. And there's the next page is a bunch of apples that you can glue on, or you can even just buy some stickers if you want, whatever you want to do, so that way you can keep track of the acts of kindness that kids are doing and in the setup for them. Also included in this packet that I haven't finished putting together yet will be a link to a publishing company that offers publishing kits for schools to have kids make their own books for free. So they can actually write stories like what Ariana did of acts of kindness. And the printed out version's free, but it's like $5 for a hardcover if the kids want to buy one after they've done it as a gift to their parents or gift to somebody. Also will be included in this packet is a bunch of different coloring pages and blank sheets where kids can make their own storybooks depicting different acts of kindness that they can do, especially in the elementary age, who's got the active imaginations that have a hard time narrowing down and focusing different topics. And, you know, if there's something that you have an idea or there's something that you want to add to it, you can send me an email, go onto social media, either the Kindness Club group or Optimize My Life radio show, and we can add to it and adjust it and do whatever you need to have it fit what you need it to fit to.
I think it's awesome. Start a movement.
By the way, anybody who may be new to us, we have a website called thehopecollection.com where you can register for free, and it's not like getting a credit card or anything. There's nothing. It's like getting a library card, really, and it gives you access to all the programs and help that we have from the Hope Collection. And yeah, this program will be listed on the site. It's not there right now today, but it will be. And also a connection to be able to reach Mary and our whole programs and Optimize Your Life. And also the Golden Rule Society with Captain Len Kane, who founded, he really set up the kindness campaign. And then Ariana heard about it, and she like wanted to have one for her school. That's the evolution of this. But Len Kane, who's been nominated for 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize, was asked to do all kinds of things that he has done for 50 years. And now, by starting this campaign, we've expanded it. It's going all over the world, not only through our platform, but through other platforms. And so now they have a company like Amazon looking at it, checking things out over the weekend. And usually it takes a long time to get things certified, approved, like organizations like Amazon. They did it, what, in 24 hours, Mary?
Less than 24 hours.
That's just incredible. So the timing is right, and we're proud and glad. I hope everybody will participate in some way to bring kindness to your community, to your family. And that's what today is all about, announcing it. And we thank you for joining us. Does anybody have any questions that they'd like to ask about Mary? Ask Mary about it, or any of us.
You know, Ron, as you mentioned, Lynn Cain. Of course, Lynn Cain founded the Golden Rule Society, I believe, in 1972. And he's a top gun. Of course, his history and background is just amazing, commercial airline pilot. But the GoldenRuleSociety.org, that's his website, the GoldenRuleSociety.org. And if you go there, you'll get so many different resources, and you can learn about how Lynn Cain actually originated the Golden Rule Society, helping others by helping them. Well, he had another little statement there. What was Lynn Cain's statement? A charity helping children since 1972. What was Lynn Cain's statement that he says all the time, aside from make today the best of your life, the best of your life? That was another little statement that he had. That,
and then he's
that
got the KISS program.
What's that?
Yeah, keep it
simple,
servant. Keep it simple.
Oh, this is what he said. Okay. He says, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. So if he's got
like
turtle resources. What's that? Yeah, I know, right?
Sounds like,
you know, what's so beautiful?
Sounds like Burl Walk, doesn't it?
Burl Walk, Joel Griffin, Lynn Cain, Ron Clayton, the Country Boy, Mary, the folks that are on and part of this whole movement, the heart is, and like you were saying, Country Boy, it's all about paying it forward and being able to get something that has significance, we can pay for it. Kindness, paying kindness forward, and all those good qualities. That's what the Hope Collection is actually all about. What can we do to benefit humanity, and to take something that everybody needs and pay it forward? You know, whether it's travel, pay it forward. 5 days a week, actually, it's more now. What, 6 days a week that we do Serving Hope for Lunch?
Yes.
What are each day, Ron? I know on Travel Tuesdays, but what are we talking about on the other days?
Monday is actually kind of
You want me
Monday.
To answer
you
that?
Hey, go ahead, Mary. You're very involved in that.
All right. So Monday, lunch show is all about hometown heroes. We highlight everybody who comes above and beyond the call of duty and does the ultimate act of kindness. We start the week off on a positive note. From there, we go into Monday night, which is the new ministry show by Rick Reese. And I got, you can explain your show, Rick, and what you do on Monday nights.
Oh, a Marketplace Ministry? Oh, yeah, Marketplace
Ministry.
Yes,
I was drawing a blank on what it was called. Marketplace Ministry, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just talking about believers in the marketplace and using your business that God has blessed you with and allowing him to multiply it to free you up to do what he's called you to do, walking in your purpose, on purpose, in purpose, on purpose, and walking according to your vision that God has given you. What is that God-given vision for your success in 2023? And being able to put that plan in place. And so from a Christian perspective, Marketplace Ministry, back to you.
Tuesday is all about travel and how travel can help impact not only your physical being out, being around others, but how travel can help your emotional state, getting a chance to stop and reset, deprogram from the environment you're in, and how you can use it to bring in residual income and other benefits of life. Wednesday is all about the Hope Collection and all the things that are going on with the Hope Collection and with the Kindness Campaign. We do different topics that will help your family depending on the situation. We are fortunate enough to have our guest that's going to be on the show tomorrow, Country Boy's friend that introduced me to the show, Key Sharp. And she's going to talk about volunteering and all the great things that she's done in her life. Thursday is all about family time with Bob Oakley. And he talks about how faith has helped him answer questions and go and deal with things that happened in his life and how he can help you and others. Friday is Top Gun Salute to Len Kane, the Kindness Club, the Golden Rule Society, and many other programs that he is going. Tuesday night is all about communication with your family and teens and how to fix the situations before they break. Wednesday and Thursday nights is all about Teen Line. If you're struggling with something, call in. You are anonymous, and we can guide you into resources and tips to help you with what you're struggling in. And Friday is life, food, whatever you're dealing with. We can help you deal with special needs families or different things you're struggling with your kids. Coming up in a couple weeks, Sunday nights will be story time hour. There'll be different stories and different things for you as a family to get together and get before your kids go to bed and listen to stories. And Saturday mornings is all about Coach's Corner and a review of what happened during the week and what's coming up in the following week.
Are the shows recorded?
They are all recorded. They're also on all major podcasting through Optimize My Life. They're on podcasts I didn't even know existed. I found that one out the other day.
How does the person listen to the playback?
You can go to this radio show right here, or you can go to any major podcasting, iHeart, Spotify, Google, or just Google search Optimize My Life. We are in the top five. Or go to Optimize My Life info to our website for the radio show, and it'll give you links for everything.
That's awesome. And if a person wants to, or an organization wants to make a donation to the Hope Collection, it is a nonprofit organization, and they can go to thehopecollection.com or thehopecollection.org, and there's a donate button, and just follow the process. And so, yeah, everything is laid out, and just really just to be a resource to people, helping others by helping them help others. Back to you.
Rick, if I may, Barry, I'll give everybody a quick little cliff notes. While y'all was speaking, I was just thinking, faith, oh, wow, that's another act of faith. The name I called out that maybe nobody probably never heard of, Burl, B-E-R-Y-L, last name Walk, W-O-L-K. Burl Walk is the creator of the first TV commercials, and he actually is the founder of what we're utilizing right now, Blog Talk Radio. He was one of those people that believed in faith, too, and that's where I met Joel Griffin and Rick Reese, and eventually they was friends with some guy named Ron Clayton, who's now our new president. What happened in the process is Len Kane came on the scene. He just kind of flew in, and then I flew in from the dirty south, and then I started throwing around. Joel said, it's okay, country, say that. Say what? Say we'd call ourselves super friends. And then here comes Mary Stanley. What happened in the process? We got the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the Marines. My uncle was a Special Force man. He was a Green Beret. And then country starts saying, we're going to take the best. Joel Griffin's wisdom said that. His vision said we're going to take the best of the best from the north, the south,
the East and the West, and we're going to allow every single person to come in and love their very best. And then I heard Burl Walk talking in the background. He says, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl coming together to help make for a better world. And Country Boy just took the cliff notes of what he said, and we call them One Nation Under Love. Yeah, we said we're going to let everybody love their own special way, because ain't nobody can love and do what you do like you do when you do what you do. But we come together because we have one common interest. Yeah. Our Father. And the last little part, when we start talking about serve, thinking about Mary, Ron, Rick, Lynn, all of our military friends, their first commitment, did y'all hear that word, is to protect and serve. Serve and protect. Serve and protect. Serve and protect. Raise a child up the way they should go. Be friendly, Lynn. Lynn came out of his house saying, my mama told me to be friendly. Then Ron Clayton shows up and says, look, we practice the same principles over here. Let's set up something called Hope for You. And then over here where I'm at, we're doing the kindness campaign. It all is the same thing. All of us have come together, and we have the power amongst us to do extraordinary things on ordinary days. And my last point being, Mary is now going back and re-educating some of us, because Whitney Houston was singing to her that the greatest gift of all is inside of me. Yeah, inside of you, inside of me, inside of us, because we are uniquely designed in the divine creator's own image. He has given us every single one a gift. Did y'all hear that word? You didn't learn it. You didn't earn it. It was something that the divine creator gave us. But when we put our energies, our love, our hope together and start practicing more kindness, and practice, practice, practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better. So do unto others before they do unto you. Serve somebody, protect somebody, love somebody, give somebody some hope, and kindness. And eventually, Ryan Clayton, guess what happens? The kindness comes right back over to you, sir. Thank you for being our president. Thank you for being kind, and thank you for continuing to serve not just your community, but the state and other states, and now internationally, the world. Back to you, Ron Clayton.
Thank you so much, Country Boy, and I'm humbled as you speak those words, because, you know, as we go through life, many times we go down trails we never thought we'd be going down them, but the Lord opened up doors, and one thing we've learned, that when he opens up a door, we need to jump through it. And when we don't do that, then we're missing out on the blessings that not only would we be able to give somebody else, but the blessings that we could receive. And I'm thankful because this group of people are on the show today are committed to making sure that we have more people receive the blessings, so they can give more blessings. It's a cycle. Again, you said it, Country Boy, the cycle of appreciation. We have it working for us in our lives and in our environment, and we invite everybody that's listening in. Again, not everybody is called in directly in the show from the circle of the Hope Collection. They've learned about us and listening to us on the Internet, and you're welcome. And you're welcome to speak up. You're welcome to contribute. Whoever you are, and we'd love to hear from you. And those who are leaders and members of the organization, we all work together to try and resolve and finding solutions so that we can look back and say, wow, how much more could we do based on what we've been doing, but how much more can we do? And so that's the exciting vision for what's happening going forward.
Powerful. You know, one of the things is, Mary, you was talking as well, powerful Country Boy, powerful Ron. Mary, when you was talking about the health benefits of being kind, and I was just looking at to see it with Surge 365. Kindness is to health as travel is to health. And when you was talking, Mary, about the different impacts, you know, the things that release, the enzymes or the different chemicals that are released when we do something kind. And Ron, you've heard this before, the health benefits of travel. You could put in there the health benefits of kindness, and it wouldn't skip a beat. The health benefits of travel, and I'm going to interject kindness in there also. I want you to think kindness as I talk about the health benefits of travel. Men and women taking annual vacations reduce heart disease risk by 32%. That could be travel or kindness. And so even if you can't travel, you can afford to be kind and receive the same benefits. Vacations significantly lower stress and boost immune system. These benefits last up to 10 months after the vacation ends. If you do a kind act, you have the same effect. The same chemicals are released in your body as taking a great vacation. People who take more than 10 vacation days per year are 2 times as likely to get a raise or bonus. Just put kindness in there. You want to get a raise? Do random acts of kindness and watch how that feeling goes throughout your entire office. Vacations contribute to higher positive emotion levels, less depression, lower blood pressure. And Ron, I don't know about this one. You know, we said it before, smaller waistlines, but those what do you call them, guy burgers that you eat on the Carnival cruise?
Now, wait a minute. You just came off the MSC cruise to the Caribbean over Christmas that because of your travel agent, you get the benefit of going on plane trip, which is an encouragement, by the way. That's a whole area of Mary, you had mentioned.
Let me fly in like I was one of your little country super friends and rescue you, son. Let me give you some things that they didn't teach you and that you didn't put in the headlines. I'm from the dirty South. I understand about vacation, quality, time. This is a secret I'm going to let y'all in on if you promise that you'll tell everybody that you know. My grandmama used to call me her little super baby. She would look out and come out in the yard, and she says, "Who are you today, baby?" I said, "I'm Flash." She said, "Why do you want to be Flash?" I said, "I want to be able to run around the world and bless people and be back before dark, before dinner time, so I don't get a spanking." She said, "That's good, baby." Y'all know about the Super Friends, but I just called us Super Friends, but I think y'all missed it. See, certain people have certain powers. Everybody has something uniquely that you can do that no one else in the world can do like you. Ron Rick was making fun of your sandwiches. Well, I found out that my grandmama told me she was getting ready to steal away, but when she got ready to steal away, she was sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair. I said, "Where are you going, Grandma?" She said, "I'm getting ready to take a trip and talk to the divine creator. I'm going to steal away to my prayer closet. I'm going to have some downtime." But her downtime was her uptime. Fast forward to tape country. She said her best moments in life, when she wasn't out amongst the traffic, she didn't have to go through the airport and go to the scanners. She told me, "My best time in life, here, go get me that photo album over there." She says, "You remember when we used to fry the chicken in lard? Here come, Ron Clayton, fried cold chicken with crispy still on it. You can eat it hot or cold. Put it in the refrigerator. Put it in one of them big handmade straw baskets. And she's going to take the family." Did y'all hear that word? The family. Down to the Chattahoochee, which was only a mile walk right down that way by the riverbanks where Bob Oakley was always hanging out. "Hey, Oak man," we would talk to Oak while we down there. We talked to the trees. We would thank him for the water. We would thank him for the rocks, David. We thank him for the rocks. And then They took a photograph. Oh, that was in Polaroid days when he had to put you in the dark and keep you in the dark and bring you to the marvelous light, and then you turned out to be a good person. My grandmama showed me one of her best vacation photographs. Your life is only as good as the memories that you share with the loved ones in your life and people that you said you care about. The best trip that we took was together. My point was, you don't have to go to the other side of the world. You may not ever be able to go on a cruise, but she said the best vacation that we ever been on in our lives, we took the time to go. Love the ones that we love. Stevie Wonder and Blind and Closing and Stopping. If you can't go there in your mind. I ran around the world back in my mind. The most powerful force in the universe is the power of the human mind. Do you have the power in your mind to just call to say, I love you?
Amen. Now, the kindness, that's powerful. The kindness campaign, of course, that's the subject of today. And this show, The Kindness Campaign, and, of course, on Travel Tuesday. If you can't travel, do something kind, and you'll get the same results as if you took a trip. Imagine taking a trip and doing something kind. Doubles the return. Back to you, Ron.
Well, you know, you don't have to take a trip far away. You could go visit something local. And still do something kind.
That's right, staycation.
It's because you don't have the money. Yeah. You know,
if you go to a hotel.
You know, a museum.
Go to a museum, even stay in a hotel, like right down the street. That could be any city, USA. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We can't travel yet with the kids.
But, Rick, you just sent me a free link to give some friends of mine. They told me they couldn't afford to go nowhere. But I said, we're in the information stage, and knowledge is power. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to travel. Ron, Rick, y'all got to tell them again if they didn't miss that. You sent me the link to send to one of my friends, Rick, and I gave it to them, and they didn't rent a hotel room. They rented the whole house. They told me with your discount, the house at Airbnb that they stayed in was cheaper than staying in a hotel a week. Go back over to you, Rick, real quickly.
I like that. Of course, we've got the Vortex that saves up to 60%, and I like that, and I like what Mary said, too. Travel, and what you said, Country Boy, travel is a mindset. You could actually go around the world, but now if you got kids, you have to really do something, right, Mary? But travel actually is a mindset.
Well, you know, during COVID, what we ended up doing was staying in, and then all these cool museums and science museums and stuff put everything virtually. So I hung up a sheet on the wall and turned on a projector so it was like a movie.
Because we remember the foster kids we worked with. We did a virtual trip.
Rick took them a virtual trip. That was 15 years ago. Rick had to make the parents who were standing on the sidelines shut up and let the kids answer the question why Rick put a projector up and took these kids around the world while they raised their hands and say, well, how long did it take to get there and how much? 20 tickets times $100 cost. And he gave them math and he said, okay, what language are we going to speak when we get there? Rick gave them a virtual tour 15 years ago. So can you imagine what we have in store for you now?
They thought they went on the trip, Mary, like you're saying. They thought they were actually at the location.
Yep.
And how many kids? 30-some-odd kids?
Oh, Lord, 30-something in a room.
50-some-odd kids?
Misplaced,
we took them on a virtual trip like you're saying, Mary.
Kids.
Foster kids, and they didn't think they could sit down and pay attention. Those kids thought they actually went to the zoo. We were in Atlanta, and we did a virtual presentation of a trip to the zoo in Washington, D.C., and those kids were so quiet, and we were at the zoo, and all virtual. And so you're absolutely right, Mary. You can do virtual trips, and it's like you're there.
One more thing, mm-hmm. Rick, and it's all in the state of mind. before Rick showed up with his beautiful wife, Brenda, flew all the way down to Atlanta to do a special presentation for AtlantaChildren.org. These kids are misplaced, displaced, been to 3 to 4 different homes by the time they reach before we get them. 12 to 14 have been to 6 to 8 different homes. Now they're 12 through 20 years of age, no high school diploma, no GED, and 38 counties don't want them, so they had a group for us. They sent them and gave them over to Rick Reese. What happened in the process before Rick got there? He didn't know. He was going into unknown territories with his spirit turned on high. He showed up. The pool was down that day. The kids were mad. They supposed to went swimming before he got, an hour before he got there, and had their lunch. But the lunch, something happened in the cafeteria, and a boiler blew up or something. He couldn't in there, and they hadn't had lunch and didn't have a swim. And they said, here, Rick, take him on a trip. So I said frustration. It was 92 degrees that day. They was mad when Rick showed up and took Mary. That's a fabulous idea. Make sure and document. I'm a hush, Rick. I'm a hush, Mary.
You know, you're only limited by your imagination. You know.
Amen.
My kids go and take the pool stuff, bring it in the house, put it in the tub. You see them in life jackets and circling gear on, playing in the tub.
Nice, nice.
You know, last summer when they redid the road in front of our house, they had a big hole right in front of our end of our yard. Here's my kids taking the lifeboat out there, and they're literally rowing up and down the main street of town. And the construction crew just stood there laughing and just watched. They loved it.
As Albert Einstein says, your imagination is a preview of life's coming attractions.
And I heard Country Boy singing in the background, just my imagination once again running away with me.
With me.
It's not a, you know, we're so perceived as imagination's a bad thing now. But, you know, you take an 8-year-old with an imagination, she's got a book.
Imagination is a preview. Imagination is said to be the only leader of reality, or contributor, or developer of reality. Your imagination is the only creator of reality. Everything that's created that you see began in someone's mind first.
I was reading it.
It's so ironic you brought that up. I just found a sign. I'm hanging it up in my daughter's room. I'm gonna actually text a picture of it to you. But it says, innovation. The best way to predict the future is to create it.
Is to create it.
My grandmama used to say, baby, I see it in my mind's eye. She said, here, read this for me. She said, faith is the substance of things. Hope, that's where we start at. Hope for, and the evidence of things not seen. If mind can't conceive it, then you can receive it. It starts in one's mind. Question, Country, and hush again. What are you saying to you about you in 2023? You can't change your past. I know the person that can change the past, and all we're having right now, we're living today because we're not promised tomorrow. So what are you doing right now? Did you call? Did you click on? Did you put your email in there? Did you join our super friends? Because it's a blessing, truly, truly, to be a blessing. If everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. My grandmama says, in closing, in order for anybody, regardless of where you're listening or regardless of how you're watching, in order for anybody to be blessed, they must, not maybe, be at the right place at the right time with the right people. We hope that you get the message. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow and to go on your next vacation. Back to you.
Imagination, acts of kindness begins in the imagination of your heart. Acts of kindness begin in the imaginations of your heart. The world is not going to the bad. The world is going to the good. And because good is always, good will overcome evil, and light will overcome mm-hmm. darkness. And mm-hmm. and that's what Ariana, in launching this campaign, has actually initiated from the mouth of babes. She's, what, eight, you say? From the mouth of babes.
She's eight, just, yep.
And
leading
the
way. When I was dropping off my husband at work today, one of the churches where we go by had a sign up, and it fit perfectly today. And it says, action beats intention.
Say
taking
that
a step forward and actually doing something. Action beats intention. You can intend to do things.
What's that middle word?
B-E-A-T-S. Brava, Echo, Alpha, Tango, Sierra. Basically, it just means do something. Don't just talk about doing it.
Right. Just do it. That's awesome.
Well, guys, I think we have launched in a great way. If anybody would like to contact us, my phone number is 716-908-2300. If you have any questions, I will also refer Mary, Rick, really the whole team here, Len Kane, and we'll look forward to seeing everyone on another show. And be kind and have a great day. Bless somebody today. Bye now.
Amen. Yeah.
Awesome,
thank
guys.
You.
Thanks.
Good day, everybody.
Hey, Keisha, I'll call you in a minute.